Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you. Well, this is exciting, isn't it?
Yay!
Our very first Get Ready for Love episode. Woohoo! So we decided to run this season of Get Ready for Love episodes for those of you who are in the dating world, because we know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. We know that the dating journey isn't easy with all of its ups and downs. And so what we wanted to do is offer a series of podcasts to offer you guidance and practical tools and techniques to help you to navigate the world of modern dating and make it enjoyable and fun.
Now, if this is the first time you've come across us and you don't know much about us, you should know that Vicky is the most amazing love coach. She's been helping people to successfully find love for the past 5 years. For two of those years, was a dating expert at Match.com. And her first ever client was me. I've been stuck in my love life for years and was starting to wonder if it was ever going to happen for me. And that journey of sorting out my love life set us both on a path that would change our lives forever and formed the start of Project Love and our mission to show people a whole new way of approaching love, including how to find it.
So in these episodes, we're going to be offering practical tips and advice on finding love and dating. And if you do have a question that you'd love us to answer, then send it in to us at hello@loveprojectlove.com, or you can send us a DM on Instagram at loveprojectlove.
So, Vicky, on to the first question of this whole series. How can I relax and be myself on a first date? Mm. Just even asking that question makes my stomach flip, because this for me was something, as you know, I struggled with so badly. I had such a bad case of anxiety when it came around to going on dates that I literally avoided going on dates for years. Not that I was getting loads of invites, probably for a very good reason. I probably had a force field that said, do not invite me on a date. But yeah, just the idea of going on a date. And when I did go on a date, it was so nerve-wracking and I was so full of just anxiety and self-consciousness that there was no chance in hell when I first met you that I was able to actually relax and be myself on a first date. So what advice do you have for Selena of the past and anyone else who's listening is like, oh my God, that's me?
Well, if you think about the advice, there's, you know, the common dating advice out there is just be yourself, right? You know, go on a first date, just be yourself. But actually it's quite bad advice, because we are ourselves quite naturally. If you think about how you are when you're with a loved one, you're relaxed, you're able to be yourself because you don't have all the nerves and the rest of it going on if you do, you know, suffer with dating nerves. And so just be yourself isn't the most helpful advice. What I would say is look at what takes you away from being yourself and then focus on that. And if it is dating nerves, you know, really focus on some tools and techniques that will help you to relax before you go on your date, to help you to manage those dating nerves. And also know that if it is nerves, it's okay and quite normal to be nervous about meeting someone, especially a first date, meeting somebody for the first time. Of course you're going to be nervous and a bit scared about that, and the other person, your date, is probably feeling exactly the same.
I think it'd be weirder, I mean, now on reflection and having gone through all this myself, and that was the big aha moment for me, was like, you're allowed to be nervous, because it would be really weird if you weren't.
Yeah,
it'd be much weirder if I had turned up and be like, oh hi, super confident, I'm not nervous at all about this first date. I think that would be really off-putting versus allowing myself to be a bit nervous. And I think also it was when you know, someone said to me, it's actually gonna be kind of cute to see that someone's a little bit nervous. And I was like, oh okay, right, so not only is it all right to be nervous, it's expected that you're gonna be a bit nervous, and actually someone could find it kind of attractive you're a bit nervous.
Yeah, totally. And that's what being authentic is all about, owning that. If you do feel a little bit nervous, then own that and don't try and, you know, try and fix it and solve it and try to be anything other than how you feel in that moment.
Yeah.
And so it's telling yourself it's okay to be nervous and allowing the nerves. But also, if this is a big problem for you, then think about a dating ritual that you could design for yourself, which is all about helping you to relax before you go out on your dates. So is it listening to a meditation? Is it going for a walk? And is it listening to music that soothes you, beautiful music that you can find on Spotify? Is it making a playlist of those songs and really, you know, listening to those songs before you go? Is it speaking to a friend who always helps you to feel calm, and or is a someone who helps to lift your spirits? You know, think about what those activities could look like, and design a dating ritual that could really support you to help you to relax. And then know that if you do feel nervous, that it's okay. Allow the nerves. And there's a great mantra that I teach to clients that I'll share with you now because it's such a beautiful one. You can say to yourself, even though I'm nervous, or even though I'm scared, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Oh my God, so good.
Even just saying it, it's just, it really is so soothing. And that in itself will help to just relax you in that moment, because it's telling you it's okay. It's okay to feel these nerves. It's okay to feel scared.
I think because so much of that is then that loving yourself and giving yourself love in that moment, rather than what I used to do was make myself wrong for being nervous. You're going to fuck this up. Oh, great. Now you're really nervous. They're going to think that you're a real weirdo. And actually allowing myself to be nervous, giving myself that love, being there for myself in my nervous state meant that suddenly I went feeling supported. And then I can relax more than if I'm giving myself a hard time, but I'm going to mess this up because I'm feeling nervous.
Exactly. Yeah.
And breathe.
And I would say also think about what you're actually doing on the date itself. And if it's a first date, then we always recommend a coffee date as a first date, because otherwise I think that in itself can really amp up the nerves. And you know, if it's an environment like a dinner date, for example, and that's a first date, and it, and maybe you're, maybe you know that there isn't a spark, then that's a whole evening that you've invested.
Dinner date and going to an art exhibition. Went to the art exhibition and then went on for dinner when I was like, no. And it was it's too much. It's too much for a first date. Even if you do like them, it's still too much. I think it's just, no, keep it simple. Keep it short and sweet.
Exactly. Keep it simple, particularly with the first dates. Keep them as coffee dates, or meet for a juice, or meet for a, you know, a something that's quite short.
For a walk.
Yeah, go for a walk. This is exactly what I would do. If I was now in the world of dating, I would just go on first date walk dates and walk buddy around the park, dog.
That's what I did with one guy that I met on Tinder, and we went on a walk. And it was so much better for me because I wasn't sitting opposite him in an intense, oh, hi, look at us, just sitting right opposite each other, drinking a coffee. We were walking, both looking forward.
Exactly.
And so it was, and also the movement.
Yes.
It was,
and
so
people
much
watching,
better.
It's not, it takes the pressure off the two of you to be engaged in constant conversation. Yeah. Because when you're walking, you can be looking around and talking about what you can see. And
rather than awkwardly holding, not holding eye contact.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a really good point about, you know, the idea of sitting opposite someone. You know, it's not a job interview. And so if you do go for a coffee with someone, if you can, find a seat at the bar or on a long table where you're actually sat next to them, or in a booth, you know, that kind of environment where you're sat next to them rather than sitting opposite somebody, because particularly on a first date can feel quite confrontational.
Yeah, and intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Thank God. Go for a walk.
Yeah.
Keep it short.
Yeah.
And let yourself be nervous.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's feeling nervous on their first date.
Yeah.
Unless they're completely disengaged with their emotions.
Yeah. And you have to remember and give yourself gratitude as well, because you're nervous because it matters to you, because you care. And that's great. You know, if you were to own that, that's beautiful.
Thanks, Vicky.
You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.